If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Chrissy Kelleher joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Chrissy is the CEO of Team Impact. If the name sounds familiar, you've probably seen what Team Impact does. They help place kids who are in tough situations, maybe medically, and you will see a kid sign a contract to play with the UConn basketball team or to play lacrosse for Syracuse. They match kids with collegiate teams across the country. It started right here in Massachusetts, and it has just snowballed into this global phenomenon. And so much so that Kelly Clarkson recently recognized you guys,
yes,
which is super cool. So good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you for having us. And Kelly Clarkson was an incredible opportunity for us. And we had a national spotlight, and it really helped us just to spread the word about what we do to more families and more teams and more athletic departments across the country.
So what was it like being on her show, first of all? And I understand that she gave you guys a pretty big donation.
Yes, she did. It was so exciting. I mean, the episode aired on Giving Tuesday, and even though we filmed it a handful of weeks ago, and that's one of our most important fundraising days of the year to help support the work that we do nationwide. I was interviewed by Kelly and joined by Rylan, who was matched with the UConn men's basketball team, and his former teammate and UConn alum, Mo Diaria. And during the episode, Kelly surprised us with a $10,000 donation to Team Impact, and she gave Rylan and his family a trip to Atlantis in the Bahamas. So
get
it was
out.
A surprise to all of us. And yeah, Rylan's family was so thrilled. So super generous on Kelly's part, and definitely a big boost to us at Team Impact. And we were thrilled.
Chrissy, what does it do for these kids that might have challenges they're dealing with in life to get to go out there and maybe skate and play with the BC ice hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, our unique multi-year program, we sign, as you said, children facing serious illness and disability onto college athletic teams across the country. And it's a relationship that's focused on socialization and empowerment and resilience between the teams and the student athletes. And everyone involved effectively is transformed. You know, and our vision really is to create a world where every child who's facing a serious illness or a disability gets supported by something that's bigger than themselves, and every team gets transformed by a greater purpose. And so, you know, we've matched more than 4,000 kids in our 14 years of existence, and that has impacted, you know, 800 colleges and more than 100,000 student athletes. So the reach is, it's depth, but it's also breadth. And so, you know, and we feel like we're just getting started.
I've had a chance to do some fundraising with Team Impact over the years, and I've met some of the college athletes who have had a kid on their team.
Yeah.
And obviously, the child is impacted and the family is impacted in a way that is special. But the way these college athletes describe what it's like to welcome a kid to their team, they say, you know, when you're a college athlete, and a lot of them are at high-level D1 schools, and the academics, the sports, it is a lot to take on for a young person. And this program, Team Impact, allows them to refocus as to what's really important in life. It's not just about the game or getting
a
great grade.
So good.
It's about helping people in the community.
Absolutely. When the student athletes overwhelmingly tell us that having a Team Impact teammate on their team, it gives them perspective. It gives them a sense of what's really important. You know, as a former student athlete myself, I know what it feels like to be under pressure, to drop a ball, to miss a shot. Mm. And when our student athletes look down the sidelines and they see their Team Impact teammate, they realize, you know, if they can pick themselves up and get through what they're going through, so can I. And it's that, you know, the student athletes go so far beyond what we could have ever imagined to make sure that their teammates feel a true sense of belonging. You know, they sign a letter of intent, they get a locker, they suit up, but they become a part of the family, and that's what really makes a difference.
If you want to find out about Team Impact, how you can get involved, it's teamimpact.org, teamimpact.org, or you can text us here in the studio and we'll send you back the link. It's 617-655-1234. Chrissy, you and everybody at Team Impact are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing the story, and congrats on that big story with
Indeed.
Kelly Clarkson. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have some more audio from Deck the Hall Ball, which happened on Saturday night at Aganis Arena. We had AJR, Max McNown, Alexander Stewart was there, Kennedy and I performed, and we asked producer Dan if he would be so kind as to introduce us.
And which has never happened before.
Normally,
well, it's about damn time, yeah, to quote my friend Lizzo.
About Dan time, Kennedy. About Dan time.
Even better.
It'll be a new segment. It's about Dan time.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, thank you. And so we were side stage as you went out on stage to make the announcement. And I know you told us afterwards you were a little nervous.
I was insane. I'm way more nervous than I thought I was going to be.
Uh-huh.
Because normally at an event like this, I'll go out with you guys, but you two will have mics and I'll just be like Flavor Flav running around without like,
right.
The hype
you get
head.
A few seconds on there or whatever. Because they normally don't give us a lot of microphones. Yeah. Sometimes we only get one and we have to pass
so
back
I've never
forth.
Been handed a microphone at a mix event, and now I'm up there by myself.
In front
there's
of
no
thousands
one
of people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people looking back, all in sparkly sequin suits.
But they all love you. When you walked out, the crowd went wild.
So luckily, my girlfriend, who was recording from up in the box, so it's a little hard to hear at times because it's cell phone audio, and there's some chatty Cathys up there that weren't paying attention to me.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Rude.
But this is my first ever time speaking at a Deck the Hall Ball
dun,
event.
Dun, 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 dun.
Introducing Carson and Kennedy. Okay.
My name is Dan Breslin, a.k.a. producer Dan of the wildly popular Carson and Kennedy program.
I mean, that's a great start, Dan.
It's we really couldn't hear you because all the speakers are facing the other way, so I'm excited to hear what you actually said.
Yeah, that was a good start. You owned it.
I got up there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Wrestling, a.k.a. producer Dan of the wildly popular Carson Kennedy program. I'll hold for your applause.
I'll hold for your applause.
A smattering, just how we like it. Keeps us humble. I have been on the Carson Kennedy show for going on 13 years. And not only has the show allowed me to live out my dream of being on the radio in my hometown of Boston.
When I hear this, I get it because people are at a concert and nobody's performing. But this is in the suite with all of our coworkers.
Oh, it's your wife mostly.
It probably is.
And when I say I've been on the show for 13 years, you can hear her in the back going, God, we're old.
Is that what she said?
Being on the radio in my hometown of Boston. It has also given me two of my best friends in the world.
She was feeling herself, too. I can tell you that. She had had a
dude,
few.
I love her.
Dude, the box is where people go to get free booze. And, we've never sat up there because we're working.
You're so busy, yeah.
And when you get up there, by the time you get up there, I don't want to be up there.
I went up.
Because I am late for the party.
And the free booze has been drank.
I don't want none of it.
I know. I went up there after we were done at about 9:35, 9:40. And all the food was gone. All the beer was gone. And so I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go to the counter and I'll get one beer.
And they not only host the number one rated morning show in Boston,
let them know.
They also go above and beyond. They collect 10,000 toys for kids every single year. And we're going to get that final count here in just a minute. But not only that, they are also a musical duo who comes out of retirement once a year, only at Deck the Hall Ball, to play for you live tonight. Are you ready?
It seemed ready.
Kennedy has the voice of an angel that sounds like cherubs on high. Carson always keeps a positive mindset.
Ah! Carson.
Got him!
He's happy.
I just sneaked that one in.
Carson always keeps a positive mindset. No, he's going to melt your faces off on electric guitar tonight, I promise you. So, Gannis Arena, please get on your feet and join me in welcoming to the stage Carson and Kennedy!
I loved it, Dan.
It was fantastic, Dan.
I said to Kennedy when it happened. Honored. I was like, Dan did a fantastic job.
And then there was like a 5-second delay because you guys were coming up.
Yeah.
Where I was just sitting up there and I was like, are they coming?
What do I do?
And I was like, if you gave me 5 more seconds, I was just going to run. But then, like, you guys weren't there, and I was just looking, well, and then you start to come up, and I go, oh, there they are.
Yeah.
And then I walk up the stairs.
It takes a second, because we're carrying guitars, and we're trying to get up the stairs, right. And we can't see, and we don't want to walk on stage before you're finished. Like,
right,
there's that moment where you want to let the person finish what they're saying, because you did such a wonderful job.
I appreciate
but
that.
But then, also, we're not coming up from under the stage like Taylor Swift, you know what I mean?
You're not rappelling down next from the
year.
Raptors.
No, maybe next year. And then, one of the songs that we performed, and we've done this song before, was Four Non Blondes, What's Up, which
my favorite one you do every year.
Was it
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I could that the world was made up of this brotherhood of men. Or whatever that means.
You know what my problem is all the time too, Kennedy? Is you are so good at this that I just want to listen to you and be in the moment and pay attention to the crowd. And then I forget that I'm still having to play guitar and I forget notes or I go to the wrong note.
That she needs a beat to keep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't need a thing. I just kept on going.
She did. It was a moment. You just sounded so fantastic as you always do, Kennedy.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
How were you feeling?
I loved it. I enjoyed it. Like when we walked off stage, I just felt...
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we were all in it together, mm-hmm. and that meant a lot to me.
At this point, people have their phones out with their lights on.
Going on. And I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on?
Barrett came up to me afterwards and said, you should have had Dan come out and say, bees in the trap, but bees in the trap.
It was in my head. It was hard not to.
A million... Can't tell me nothing.
It was hard. Yeah.
54 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
And the crowd goes wild.
That was awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Middleboro.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Lauren?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Lauren. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. And again, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. She's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Disney is making a live-action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain from which classic Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa Joan Hart starred in which 90s TV show that took place in the fictional town of Westbridge, Massachusetts?
Teenage Witch.
What's it called?
Teenage Witch.
Question number 3. Bill Belichick was spotted looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition. Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
Over.
Question number four. BTS member Jungkook is teasing that spring will mark a major turning point for BTS as they prepare for their comeback. Outside of them wanting to pursue solo projects, what was the main factor for BTS going on hiatus?
The military?
And question number five, Noah Schnapp says, Stranger Things kids are going to watch the finale together. Who does Noah's character, Will Byers, have an unrequited crush on the show?
The only character's name I know is 11.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a fifth grade math and science teacher.
Oh, fifth grade.
That's right.
You're in the thick of it.
In the thick of it.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if Lauren got six or seven right.
She gets it enough at work. She doesn't need it from you, a fully grown man.
Lauren got 3 out of 5, Kennedy. What is up with my
Lauren,
ding?
I'm sorry.
There soft ding.
These are tough. You ready? Disney is making...
I'm ready.
Yeah, the hard part's over for you.
Sorry.
You can hang out.
You can just... No,
yeah,
you're
that's
good.
Right. I just gotta listen.
Disney's making a live-action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain from which classic Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
1-1. Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa Joan Hart starred in which 90s TV show that took place in the fictional town of Westbridge, Massachusetts?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
2-1. Question number three. Bill Belichick was spotted looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition.
Ow.
Thank you.
Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
Under.
49. 2-2. Question number four. BTS member Jungkook is teasing that spring will mark a major turning point for BTS as they prepare for their comeback. Outside of them wanting to pursue solo projects, what was the main factor for BTS going on hiatus?
They had to do their mandatory military service.
Because South Korea don't play that.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Noah Schnapp says the Stranger Things kids are all going to watch the finale together. Who does Noah's character, Will Byers, have an unrequited crush on in the show?
Mike.
Does that work, Mike?
Yeah, Mike Wheeler. It's
Mike,
fine.
Mike.
4-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank
you. Yep, she's pretty good. You're not walking away empty-handed, though. You just won yourself 4 movie passes to Avatar, Fire and Ash. This December, the world of Avatar will change forever. Avatar, Fire and Ash, in theaters everywhere this Friday. Plus, you are in the running for the grand prize, which is a $600 gift card.
Thank you.
$600 is pretty cool.
Yeah, I see you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. You can call or text with your hot take. We have one here standing by. Normally we would do ours first, but this one has caught us all a little bit off guard. And I'm not even sure if it's a hot take or not, but let's just hear what's going on with you. What do you want to do for Hot Take Tuesday?
So I have a baby by this guy that I've known for like 11 years, and he's in a relationship, and he like is hiding that he has a whole child with me.
So your take is that he should tell her, I guess?
Yeah, I kind of want to see like what everybody's opinion is, like if I should tell her myself, because I don't think he's going to tell her.
That doesn't sound like a Hot Take Tuesday, but I'm intrigued by this conversation, Kennedy.
Is he assisting you in raising the child financially, spiritually, physically?
No, not at all. I'm kind of doing it by myself.
Well, do you want him to be a part of the child's life, or do you just want her to know?
I do, and I want her to know as well, just because, like, he's been hiding it for a while. It's like, I think they're going on a year now, and my son's almost a year and a half.
So wow. He had the baby before they were dating?
Yeah, and then they got in a relationship, and I told him about it, and then he, like, knows and everything. He knows he has a kid, and he still is keeping it a secret from his family and his girlfriend.
Wow. Is he helping you financially?
Did I miss that
question? No.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say your name. I have your name in front of me. I'm just not going to say it just because I don't want to get you.
You've already
out.
Been doing this a year by yourself. You don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that the kind of man you want to be the father to your kid? I feel like no.
It's really not. Like, as much as I like him as a person, man, I feel like I don't have no negative energy towards nobody, but right. I wish he would just be involved, you know?
Yeah, that's tough.
He should at least be helping financially raise this human that he created.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's required to by law. That's the thing, too. It's not even what you want or don't want. He's required by law to pay you a certain percentage of his salary.
I haven't, like, went to court or anything about it. I'm just, like, trying to keep it even paced and just keep peace, you know?
No, I know that. You don't want conflict. I know I'm that kind of person, too, but...
But
you're raising a kid.
Yeah, it's not cheap, and it's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
Also, he's hiding having a baby with his girlfriend. Conflict seems fine to me.
Yeah.
I also just wanted to let you guys know that my mom, like, she's the one who put me onto your guys' radio station. She listens every single day. She's been listening for years.
Oh, well, thank you. Tell your mom we appreciate that.
I will.
All right. Well, let us know what happens. Keep us posted.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Love you guys.
Love
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
Live radio is wild sometimes. People just call in.
I don't know that it's a conversation for Hot Take Tuesday, Kennedy, but...
No.
She, you know...
I feel for her, for sure. It's a tough spot to be in.
Corey from Medford, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Do you have a more traditional Hot Take Tuesday take?
I do, and it's a simple fact... that truffle oil is absolute garbage and destroys everything it touches.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Truffle oil from that is the craziest segue. I'm sorry, are we just going to gloss it over? I mean, I agree.
People have their hot takes, Dan. I'm just trying to get through as many as I can.
I agree. It makes French fries worse, but my mind is in the
I
blender.
Love truffle oil. You can put it on everything, and it just does it for me.
Oh, it just smells like old socks.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We
I don't know if I
it.
Should be laughing or crying right now.
Yeah,
I don't know what to feel.
It's a lot. It is a lot, Kennedy. You're absolutely right. 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday.
Or something else entirely. I'm not sure.
Somebody said from the 603 new segment, Therapy Thursday.
Hey, man, we're here for you if you want to get stuff out.
Right. And listen, we share And you share. That's what this show is all about, right?
Sure enough.
Truffle oil to hidden children, we're here for you.
But none of us are mental health professionals. Let's just get that out there.
No, I don't even have good mental health. Don't come to me.
Oh, please. Have you met me?
I stayed at Holiday Express recently, Kennedy.
I played one on TV last night.
That was like Carson liking truffle oil fits in perfectly with his petty behavior.
Oh, my God. Like the track is way over there, and the train is way over here. And we got to find a way to bring it on back. And I don't know.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I feel weird doing my hot take after that. But I don't
even know what I did with mine. It's just.
I have a normal dumb one. We'll save it, I guess.
No, what is it?
You want me to go?
Go ahead. Knock it out real quick.
All right. Same side boothers in restaurants need to be stopped.
Oh, that's adorable.
No, it is not. You're in public. People can see you. Get it together.
There's something nice about sitting next to a person, being
cozy
with them.
Yeah, sit next to on the couch. When you're two people at a restaurant, sit across from each other.
See, we don't sit next to each other.
You like truffle oil in your same side booth. There's so much.
Lana sits across the room when we watch TV, but when we go out to eat, a lot of times we do sit right next to each other.
Oh, man. We did a mall stop at the North Shore Mall, and I went out to eat after at the restaurant, and we were right across from a same side booth couple, and I was just like, right. Oh, your relationship's not going to last.
I dated a same-sider. Enough said.
Yeah, got rid of him.
Point made.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234. Should she out him with the kid? Truffle oil, yes or no?
Or your own hot takes, maybe?
Or your own hot takes, if you want to comment on one of those.
So lost.
I guess just call. This is weird.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You can call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. You have your own hot take, or you want to give opinions about other people's hot takes. Just to recap what happened moments ago on the show, we had a woman call in and shared that she has a child now that's about a year and a half old. And her hot take was that the father of the child should tell his new girlfriend that he has this kid.
He's hiding that he has a baby.
Right, hiding it from his new girlfriend and from the family as well, which just caught us all off guard. Hmm. I think we can all agree on that hot take. There's one side to that story. And some other hot takes. Corey from Medford says truffle oil. Blech.
Makes everything worse, I agree.
You're stupid if you like truffle oil.
He did not say that.
Well, I'm saying it because I like truffle oil and I'm stupid. And then Dan had one that has got people riled up as well. Same-siders at booths when they're out at restaurants.
Yeah, same-side boothers at restaurants need to be stopped. You're in public. People can see you.
Are you just following me around, Dan? It's just whatever it is that I like. You're like, yeah, that pisses me off.
We're just fundamentally different people.
I got bored doing it, so I asked him to pick up my song.
Let's see. Carrie from Brighton, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I think that movie theaters should offer showings with intermissions for movies that are longer than 2 hours.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I like
Tuesday,
that, too.
Tuesday, Tuesday. I always have to go to the bathroom, so that would be wonderful.
Also, when did it become a thing that every movie needs to be 2.5 hours long?
Yeah, Carrie, I watched Stand By Me yesterday, hour and 20 minutes, and one of the best movies you'll ever see in your life. It was like watching
Movies are getting longer, and the movie theaters need to accommodate the patron that they want to keep people coming to the theaters. That's why people don't go see really long movies in theaters anymore.
Yeah, I don't mind a long movie, like if it's good, you know, but yeah, there's an app called Run P, it's called.
Oh, right.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah. Run P and I are very well acquainted.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies often, but when I do, that's funny. The first thing I check because I always have to go.
That's hysterical.
Thank you so much, friend.
Thank you. Fiona from Braintree, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I could not agree more with the same cider take.
Thank you.
On the server, and when people come in and they put a reservation for two people, but they want a 4 top tables so that they can sell at the same time, same side of the booth, but it's 7:30 on a Friday night, it's not happening. And then you're mad, I'm mad, no one's happy.
Okay, I can agree with. If you're trying to reserve a table for 4 so 2 people can same side, that's a little weird. But if somebody, if Lana and I are out and we haven't had a lot of time together and the place is kind of quiet and they set us up at a four topper, I'll sit next to her a lot of the time.
And she allows this?
Is that so you don't have to look her in the eye?
No, it's because we want to have some contact. We're like, we're looking at the menus. We're talking. We have things to just, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So do you just turn your neck to talk for 90 minutes instead of just looking at each other?
We probably 50% of the time, if we're alone and we get seated at a four topper, we sit side by side. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, and I don't like it.
Already seated there. That's fine. To move, that's when there's an issue.
Okay, I got you.
There's a place for same-siders, and it's the bar.
Right. Not at a booth. And while that is happening, I'm putting truffle oil on my fries, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Trish is from Waltham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I am totally on Dan's side. Same-side boothers. It is a problem.
Let's go.
I used to work at the Uno's on Boylston Street. May she rest in peace.
Aww.
And there were booths that were designed for only one person on each side. There was not room for two butts. Guess what people would do anyways?
No.
Two people squeeze in.
Yep. Same side it. Squeeze them in on the Uno's of Boylston, which does not have a lot of walking room. Putting on legs because people don't fit. It was just, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not what it's designed for.
I can tell by the tone in your voice you have PTSD.
Thank you, Trisha. You got him fired up, Dan. Jessica's from Dedham. Hot Take Tuesday.
Hi. I can't stand crossing guards.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. So what is... I don't understand.
That's
these
the
are,
hottest take I've ever
yeah,
heard.
These are volunteers, usually elderly people, and they are doing this because they care about the safety of our kids.
I know, and they have good use at times, but the aggressive hand motions and the judgment on their face, even when you're already parked waiting, or they come out, hit the walk signal, wait for the signal, and then the kids are still like 50 yards away, and then they just still wait. Or when they push it for an adult, and I'm like, they can do it themselves.
All right, Jessica, we're going to have to fight about this.
I can't.
Because my grandfather was my crossing guard at my elementary school, and this is a direct attack on my Papa George. He crossed us every day. He was, fun fact, he was legally blind in like 80 when he did it.
Seems safe.
So we crossed him mostly. But the like kids loved him.
I'm sure they did.
And we go, I go, hey, Papa, it's time to cross now. So he'd put his sign up and we'd go because he couldn't see. But we were safe.
How desperate were they in your hometown to find a crossing guard? They could only find somebody blind.
He was retired from being a milkman and he wanted to get out there, be closer to me.
I feel like you're making her point, but okay.
It's not. We had a wonderful time.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You guys think you're better than me because you didn't have a legally blind crossing guard as your grandfather?
Nobody said better than. You guys take these things so personal.
Shout out to Jefferson and Malden.
Oh, Jessica, thank you for that. it's not so fun when it's you being hit in a spot. Same side, or Carson over here likes this one.
You disrespecting my grandpa?
Not disrespecting your grandpa.
God help. Can we move?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Roberta from Hudson, Mass.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, Roberta. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you studied?
I hope so. It's really hard.
Here we go. Question number one. CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special with footage they had cut from the first one. Who was the star of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
Billboard revealed the 10 highest grossing country tours of 2025. Zach Bryan was number 3. Post Malone was number 2. And Beyonce was number 1. What was Beyonce's country tour called?
Oh, Cowboy. Oh,
People are screaming at the radios now. I need an answer.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Cowboy something.
Question number 3. Tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. How many candles are there on a menorah?
Well, there are 8, but there's the middle one that lights it. So technically there are 9.
There you go. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
Question number 4. A woman asked Chris Martin from Coldplay to send a video message for her son's wedding. He showed up and performed instead.
Oh, yeah.
Can you name this Coldplay song just from its opening lyrics? Take a listen.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Name the song.
I don't know the name of it.
Question number 5. Forbes has determined that James Cameron is a billionaire. Which of these 3 huge movie franchises has Cameron not created? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Terminator, or Avatar? Which one did he not create?
The Terminator.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you are a school counselor.
I am.
How's it going with kids in 2025?
It's great. I wish there was no social media, but other than that...
Is that the biggest issue they
they're
face?
They're a lot of fun. It's a lot, yeah, but they're a lot of fun. They're different every day.
Barrett said to me last night, he said, I haven't been on my phone for 3.5 hours, and it felt good.
And yeah, they really actually do like the break. It's amazing.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Roberta from Hudson got 2... out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are hard, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Roberta if she wins. CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special with footage they had cut from the first one. Who was the star of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
Goes back to my take that we need a good sitcom with laugh tracks on network TV.
Yes.
There are none anymore.
Agreed, there aren't.
Question number 2. Billboard revealed the 10 highest grossing country tours of 2025. Zach Bryan 3rd, Post Malone 2nd, Beyonce was 1st. What was Beyonce's country tour called?
Carter.
Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, of course. I remember it now.
That's how it works sometimes.
2-1. Yep. Question number 3. Tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. How many candles are there on a menorah?
8? Oh, it's 9.
It is 9. Get the one in the middle.
Yep.
Yep. 3-2. Question number 4. A woman asked Chris Martin from Coldplay to send a video message for her son's wedding. He didn't do it, Kennedy. He instead showed up and performed instead.
That's a hell of a wedding gift.
Can you name this Coldplay song just from the opening lyrics?
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
When I ruled the world?
The disdain in his eyes.
Viva la vida.
La vida.
And don't you worry.
Yep.
It's the only song we're going to play for the next 3.5 hours. Question number 5. Forbes has determined that James Cameron is a billionaire. Which of these 3 huge movie franchises has Cameron not created? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Terminator, or Avatar?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice job, Kennedy. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. 4-2 is the final score.
Oh, I only got 3.
3?
I only got 3.
No, you got Ray Romano.
I did not get Hanukkah. And
oh,
I
you got, that's
get,
right. Mm-hmm. My apologies. 3-2 is the final score.
Good job, girl.
Yeah, those were hard. Those were hard, Roberta.
Makes me feel a little better.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for what you're doing, being a school counselor. I can't imagine how much those kids depend on you. It's a wonderful thing that you're providing to them.
Oh, it's great. Thank you. And I'm Roberta from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
She understood the assignment.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
As to count one, wherein the defendant Brian Walsh is charged with murder in the first degree, what say the jury? Is the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty of what, sir?
Murder in the first degree.
Murder in the first degree, so say you, Mr. Foreperson.
I do.
Guilty of murder in the first degree, so say all deliberating jurors.
I do.
Thank you. If you could hand that back to the court officer, please.
And just like that, we have the verdict in the Brian Walsh murder trial of his wife, Anna Emily D. Baker. Good morning.
Good morning. It was a quicker verdict than I necessarily expected yesterday. They came back before lunch and everything.
If you follow along with Emily, you can, or if you don't follow along with Emily, you can do that. It's the Law Nerd app. She's also on YouTube and Instagram. You spent a lot of time covering this story. Were you surprised that it came back that quickly?
I was surprised that they came back that quickly in the day. I thought they would be later in the day. But at the end of the day, the prosecutor said, finally, in their closing argument, do not let him benefit from what he did with disposing of Anna Walsh. And I think that really stuck with the jurors when they went back to deliberate, because I think it was always going to be a question between first degree murder and second degree murder, not between guilty and not guilty.
Like, I feel like, you know, when they, I really don't want to make light of anything, so please hear what I'm saying, but like this whole thing felt like a meeting that could have been an email. It seems to me, I don't understand, like, I realize that as an American,
why?
He gets his, you know, he gets his day in court, but he was clearly already trying to shoehorn something in there, like, okay, I didn't kill her, but I did do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the beginning, it seemed like, how can you not know what was going to happen, I guess? I'm
right.
Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, not at all. You have a great defense attorney in Attorney Tipton, and the difference between first degree and second degree murder is the possibility of parole at some point in the future. And I think you have to fight for it and tell the jurors that there's no autopsy and you don't know what happened, and hope that some of the jurors have a doubt as to whether this was a premeditated murder. And I think that's where the decision is to go for it. But you also have a jury who saw the evidence that we all watched and sit there and looked at it and went, no, this is, I don't need to know exactly how she was murdered to know that she was murdered and that this wasn't an accident. So I think the reason you go for it is to try to avoid prison for the rest of your life without an option.
How do you hear that in the courtroom as the person who's been accused of murdering your wife and have no reaction? Mm-hmm. I just don't understand that as a human being. I watched him intently as they made that announcement. They kept the camera right on him, and there was absolutely zero reaction. And I don't know.
There was a teeny head nod when they said guilty of murder in the first degree. He nodded his head just a little bit. I don't think he meant to, but I think it's because he was prepared and expecting this.
Right. Yeah, that's probably.
That's why I think there's no reaction, because we've seen defendants stand fairly stoic in other cases, but his attorneys would have also told him, if you react in the courtroom, all of the bailiffs will tackle you. So please don't do that. And he had to have been prepared by his attorneys that this was a possibility and that this was, in fact, the more likely possibility.
And then, Emily, why poll the jurors at the end?
Well, after the Karen Reed case, I think we got to poll the jurors every single time. And defense attorney Tipton, though we couldn't hear him as well, did ask, can we poll the jurors? And that might be because it's Tipton's practice every case. It might be because he wanted to make sure there were no issues. It might be because he wanted his client to hear it, to say, no, they all agree we've done everything we can. But the jurors sounded resolute in their decision. And I don't think there were any questions from them. I don't know if we'll see them interviewed, but I can't believe we're back in court Wednesday for sentencing already. That is also fairly fast.
Yeah, it sounds like they want to have it all done before the break for the holiday.
It's just a yes, such an and there's thing. Sorry.
There's not much. No, there's not much to do in sentencing because it is statutorily dictated. It is a life without parole sentence. There will be some argument, but the judge had the whole week set aside for trial. So the judge has her calendar fairly open this week because this trial was supposed to go on until the end of this week. And so there's not really a lot of motions to be written or questions to be asked about what sentencing is going to be. So I think getting it done and then he will get transferred out to prison allows this chapter to close. So it's heavy because there was a lot of time that Anna Walsh was described as a missing person.
Yeah.
And that's no longer the accurate description. It is now defined by a jury that he killed his wife, he premeditated it, and dismembered and disposed of her. And that answer is also a really hard thing to grapple with because it is so awful.
One last question for you before you go. Could he now give them the information as to what he did with the body and how he killed her, and that would not, and possibly get his sentence reduced or anything like that?
No, there's no hope that his sentence will get reduced because it is life without parole in Massachusetts. There's no option there for it to be something else. And he's going to appeal this probably for the next as many years as he can find something to appeal on. So if he has a hope of getting a new trial, which is very unlikely, but what they hope for on appeal, he's not going to give that information. But when we heard prosecutors take the plea on the other two counts, they said in the lying to police count that because of the delay, the dumpsters where they believe Anna Walsh was had already been incinerated. So I don't think prosecutors are confused about where she was. I think they have a pretty good idea, unfortunately, of where she had been disposed of and that that is not recoverable.
All right. Emily D. Baker, find her on Instagram, on YouTube. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. What's the trial you're paying attention to right now? Everybody should keep an eye on.
Well, today everybody has been asking me about the Rob Reiner murder in California. We have Corey Richens coming up. That is a alleged poisoning out of Utah. And Murdaugh is back arguing for a new trial. He actually has a closer chance of getting a new trial in South Carolina. He's before their state Supreme Court very early in 2026. But first holidays.
Yes.
So first holidays.
Yes, all right. Ma'am.
Enjoy your holiday.
Enjoy
and we'll talk to you in 2026.
Thank you for being part of our show.
All right. Take care.
Bye,
all right.
Emily.
Bye, Emily. Emily D. Baker. Again, find her on the Law Nerd app. You can find her, The Emily D. Baker, on Instagram and YouTube. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Senator Kennedy on Mix. If you missed the news yesterday, 10,584, that is the number of toys that we collected.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. So we have an update on the Rob and Michelle Reiner story. Rob and Michelle's son, Nick, has been arrested and booked on suspicion of murdering his parents after they were found dead in their Los Angeles home. He is being held without bail. Apparently, Rob and his son had a very loud argument at a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien the night before. Sources told People that Nick was freaking everyone out, acting crazy, kept asking people if they were famous, leading Rob and Michelle to leave the party. And then they were found dead the following day.
Did he live with them?
He had been living with them off and on. He has a history of addiction. They even made a movie together about it. It was just sort of loosely based on Nick's life about his addiction. And it has been a long road for him. He has not been well. Right. He's been in and out of rehab since he was 15. He's been unhoused. He's so it seems as though they got their guy, but it's just the saddest story I've ever heard. It just breaks my heart into a million pieces.
I saw his their daughter posted some photos. They'd just been vacationing together recently.
Yeah, the outpouring from, you know, the Hollywood community of people that whose lives he touched. It's overwhelming. And, you know, he's a part of most of my favorite movies, you know, and he created that thing. And I just can't imagine.
Did you see the Jerry O'Connell video that he posted? Well, he did an interview with one of the morning shows, and he was grabbing things around his house, and he says, I have this. It was like a picture frame. He's like, this is because of Rob Reiner. Uh-huh. Everything, he's like, no disrespect to my mom and dad, everything in this house is because Rob Reiner allowed me to be who I was, which was a loudmouth kid who would always talk when it was inappropriate to talk. And when we did Stand By Me, I did that and he loved it. And he said, do it more. I went back and watched Stand By Me yesterday.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I had not seen it in probably 25 years. I did not remember that River Phoenix was in it.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
All of those kids. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, what a gift Rob Reiner was
us. I know. Mariah Carey announced she will perform at the opening ceremony of the 2026 Winter Olympics. People, here's what she had to say.
Ciao. Get ready for Milano Cortina 2026. See you at the Stadio San Siro on the 6th of February for the Olympic opening ceremony. Ci vediamo a Milano.
The Olympics
She's on Duolingo.
The Olympics called her appearance one that will define an unforgettable opening ceremony. Games run February 6th to the 26th. And I can't wait.
We're sending Italy Snoop Dogg, Flavor Flav, and Mariah Carey.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, world.
She's going to do All I Want for the Olympics is Gold, Dan. It'll be a parody.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I hope she does. And Nick Jonas previewed his first solo album in 5 years, Sunday Best, by debuting a ballad called Gut Punch at a Sunday Best brunch event in Toronto. Here's a little bit of it.
Hit me like a gut punch.
That is a Nick Jonas song.
He wants to be a solo artist so bad. Because he's the reason they broke up in the first place, because he wanted to go do solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just stronger with the rest of the Joni.
The song will be officially out on January 1st. The 11-track Sunday Best is set to be in a set of emotional songs reflecting his life as a husband and a father.
Hit me like a gut punch.
So there you have it. That's what I got, friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammie Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Andrew from Melrose.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
Apparently, Andrew is overwhelmed by Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm always overwhelmed, but you know, you add that in, it's just...
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's only 3 days till Christmas, you're fine.
Well, that's the problem, is that it's just... I feel like December just started.
I know, it feels like it's tomorrow.
All right. Holidays aren't supposed to be stressful. They're supposed to be joyous. Mm. Capitalism.
No, it's fun.
Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Andrew?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, remember, it is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that we're saying. Dan, let's wave to Kennedy. Hi, Kennedy. Hi. She waved back. Here we go. Question number one. Reader's Digest broke down the 13 biggest moments of the year in pop culture, and some of the top ones were the Coldplay Kiss Cam, K-pop Demon Hunters, Katy Perry going to space, and at number one on the list were these monster-faced plushie toys that have taken over the world. What are they called?
I don't even know because my kids hate them.
Question number two, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You now has the most weeks all time at the top of the Billboard charts with 20. Finish the lyrics from the song. Take a listen.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Half a point, you didn't sing it.
Dick Van Dyke recently turned...
You don't want to hear my voice.
Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100 years old. For context, Babe Ruth fit 405 of his home runs while Dick Van Dyke was alive.
That's crazy.
Which of these three is not a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, or the Splendid Splinter?
The Splendid Splinter.
Oreo just unveiled 8 new treats that are showing up on our shelves as we speak. The new products include Oreo Cakester's Confetti Cake, Oreo Thin Chocolate Ganache, and a bunch of others. What is Oreo's most well-known slogan?
I have no idea.
And question number five. A singer named Tyla has sparked backlash after sharing a video of herself walking a tiger during her Middle East tour stop. It even prompted PETA to comment, which country has the most tigers in the world, having 75% of the global population?
Sorry, repeat the end of that. Where are tigers?
Yes. Which country has the most tigers in the world?
Ooh, I'm not good at this. Mm. Tigers, 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 tigers. I just think of like Jungle Book. Where's Jungle Book? I don't know.
The 100-acre woods.
Right.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! They have the most bouncing tigers.
I'm not a geography person.
That's all right. Kennedy, welcome back.
I like arts and crafts.
Andrea from Melrose got 2 out of 5, right?
Well done.
These are extremely difficult, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Reader's Digest broke down the 13 biggest moments of the year in pop culture, and some of the top ones were the Coldplay Kiss Cam. Damn, we were there. We saw it happen.
Yep.
I was, too. It was amazing.
No way. That's crazy.
K-pop Demon Hunters, Katy Perry going to space, and at number one on the list were these monster-faced plushie toys that have taken over the world. What are they called?
Labubu?
Ah, there we go.
Reader's Digest is still around?
Yep.
I loved that magazine when I was a kid.
We should check back in. They're out there.
We had a little basket in my bathroom, Dan. 1-0. Question number two. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You now has the most weeks all time at the top of the Billboard charts with 20. Finish this lyric from the song.
Underneath the mistletoe.
We'll give you a 3/4 of a point. Yeah. You didn't really belt it out.
It was almost singing.
Right.
I'll do better next time.
You know how we do this.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. My apologies.
You got to be committed to it, Kennedy.
I know.
2-1. Question number three. Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100. For context, Babe Ruth hit 405 of his home runs while Dick Van Dyke was alive. Which of these three is not a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, or the Splendid Splinter?
That last one. Thank you, Sandlot.
3-2.
Same. That's what I was thinking of, too.
Question number four. Oreo has unveiled 8 new treats that are showing up on shelves as we speak, including Oreo Cakester's Confetti Cake and Oreo Thin Chocolate Ganache.
Just make Oreos. Mm. You've cracked the code. Mm. What are you doing?
If they're not out here trying to improve their product, we would have never gotten Double Stuff. Oreo, you do you.
You've cracked the code. Just make Oreos.
What is Oreo's most well-known slogan?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know why nobody knows? Because they don't need one. Everyone just buys Oreos.
Right.
Regular Oreos.
It is Milk's favorite cookie.
I was going to say Milk's best friend.
Yeah. Milk's favorite cookie, yeah.
3-2, question number five. A singer named Tyla sparked backlash after sharing a video of herself walking a tire during her Middle East tour stop. It even prompted PETA to comment, which country has the most tigers in the world, having 75% of the global population?
What country, you say?
That's what I say.
China?
India.
I feel so much better.
India is the correct answer. Did you see Tyla also went after Nicki Minaj and essentially told her just give up her career and stop?
I did not.
It's really good. Go in and read it, Dan. It's pretty funny.
Well, Nicki Minaj, someone needs to get in Nicki Minaj's corner and tell her to stop all the things she's doing.
While she's walking her tiger in India. That was
wilding out on Twitter.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
That was just by the skin of my teeth. My friend. So same. Well done to you.
I don't feel as bad.
That's my girl.
Thank you, sir.
You are not walking away empty-handed. You've won 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden. Dick Van Dyke was there to throw out the first ball there, I think, at the 100 years ago. You know, the tip up? I tried, Dan.
Stop.
You didn't have to.
I know. But do you know me? HarlemGlobetrotters.com/New England. If you want to buy tickets, you enjoy the game. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't. My name is Andrea from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy. But thank you so much, guys.
Oh, thank you, hon. Happy holidays.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Jacob from Rockport.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, get out of here.
Get out of here.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Jacob, answer more right than Kennedy, who has now gone into that soundproof studio. And you win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Sounds good.
If you tie, that's lost for you. Question number one. Stephen King says Rob Reiner's movie adaptation of his book was the best ever done. The movie starred a young River Phoenix. Name that movie.
Oh.
Question number three. Elle Fanning has a massive crush on this comedic actor who Fanning describes as sex on legs, the perfect man, and the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. He had a group called Tenacious D. Who is he?
Oh, that would be Jack Black.
Tim McGraw wore some fringed bell-bottom pants during his Las Vegas residency, and it drew comparisons to a superstar female country artist known for also wearing bell-bottom jeans. Who is she?
Would that be Dolly Parton?
Question number four. Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Geary died Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78 years old. What were the characters' names of the couple that became a pop culture moment in its heyday?
Both out.
There was a famous couple on General Hospital back in the day. What were their, what was their name on the show?
Luke and something.
Oh, you're right there.
Oh, it's another L name. So, Laura.
And question number five. Bill Belichick was seen in Atlanta supporting his girlfriend Jordan Hudson at another cheerleading competition. Is her team name Code Red, Code Blue, or Code Black?
Code Red.
Why all right.
Let's get just like the Mountain Dew. Let's
get Kennedy!
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Jacob, what's going on in your world?
Just working.
Nice.
You know, the usual.
Yep. You're an HVAC tech?
I am.
Yep, get into a trade, kids. Get into a trade.
Yep.
Kennedy, Jacob from Rockport got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Stephen King said Rob Reiner's movie adaptation of his book was the best ever done. The movie starred a young River Phoenix. Name the movie.
Stand by Me.
1-0. Question number 2. Elle Fanning has a massive crush on this comedic actor, who Fanning described as sex on legs, the perfect man, and the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. He had a group called Tenacious D. Who is he?
Jack Black.
He was shocked by that description. There's a great article in Vanity Fair about it. 2-1. Question number 3. Tim McGraw wore some fringed bell-bottom pants during his Vegas residency, and it drew comparisons to a superstar female country artist also known for wearing bell bottoms. Who is she?
Lainey Wilson.
You have a pair of those, don't you?
I have a pair of pants from her Wrangler collaboration. They're not exactly.
Oh, I gotcha.
They're more boot cut, I would say.
Oh, I was talking to Dan.
Sorry.
3-1. Question number 4. Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Gary died Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78. What were the characters' names of the couple that became a pop culture moment in its heyday?
Luke and Laura.
Yes, Luke and Laura.
I think I missed school that day. I really do.
Oh, I ran home. I remember running home to watch it happen. 4-2. Question number 5. Bill Belichick was seen in Atlanta supporting his girlfriend Jordan Hudson at another cheerleading competition. He's a good dad. Is her team name, her cheer team, Kennedy, is it called Code Red, Code Blue, or Code Black?
Code Red.
Three-time national champs, back-to-back champs, put some respect on their check.
I shall. What is it?
Code Black.
Code Black. Got it.
Code Black is it. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jacob, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play today.
Of course, it was worth a shot.
It was worth it. It is always worth a shot.
Yeah, take a crack at $1,000. Why not?
Why not?
Yep. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a good holiday.
Nailed it.
Close enough. Good luck HVACing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.